Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Cornicelli Minor, and it is always a joy for us to have you with us each and every Friday here at 5:30 Eastern Time. And I would just like to also say namaste. It is a very special word to us, which simply means that we appreciate everything in you that is the same in us. And with this work through this 40, it's actually, I want to say, it's funny that the numbers that come out of my mouth, it's been about 24 years since we started the Healthy Referral newspaper and the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, in addition to our International Natural Health and Foods Expo that we will share more about later on. But again, this is your host, Marcia, and we have an amazing interview today. And as I go along with our intro, I will tell you a little bit more about Carol Baglia. Right now, I wanted to go ahead and begin the show by sharing a wonderful message by Ralph Waldo Emerson. What we wish to do is open people up to the possibility that they can touch and be part of something greater, to allow people to experience that which cannot be taught. How many of us give a moment's thought as to the nature of truth, energy, or reality? How should we think about it and in what context? We are included in the universe, and we are also included in energy and reality. Just as the universe is often thought of as out there or out of reach, and energy is thought of as separate from us, so reality is a personal perspective on a larger truth. We have discovered so much within our journeys in martial arts, Reiki, meditation, etc., through experiencing their wonder and magnificence. So let us share, let us take you, he says, on a journey through science and experience that points to reality. There is much to be discovered, and that will be done by you. Maybe you will develop a love of meditation, of Reiki, martial arts, etc. But really, it is about discovering the love of yourself and your life and your place in it. We wish you well on your journey, and so let us now discover together all life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. And again, that is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of our favorites through the years. And I wanted to mention that in contacting us about anything that you hear on the show, in addition, of course, to contacting directly to those that we are interviewing, you can call the Healthy Referral newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. This is a number that you would call us off the air for any questions, etc. And as we go along, we will have Carol share with you her contact information.
Okay. You have been receiving information for the past week and a half, approximately, about an interview that we're doing today. And Carol is someone who has been around my business partner and I for a while, and she has been doing amazing things. And there was a situation recently that brought me to having this interview today. Carol has what's called correct breathing, and she uses what's called, and when she comes on after I open her mic, she can tell me if I'm pronouncing some of these words correctly, using the Buteyko breathing technique. She is a certified Buteyko practitioner and registered respiratory therapist. Her business, again, is called Correct Breathing Concepts, LLC. And what I would love to say is, you know, don't let asthma or respiratory illness and medications rule one's life. Now, correct breathing concepts that Carol is involved in doing with people from tiny little ones to people in their wiser years, they are beginning to help themselves to take control, you know, of their health on an ongoing basis. And one can learn how to relieve asthma and many other respiratory illnesses through proper breathing techniques. There's something that I say to people very frequently, and these are just my words for a moment, and that is, what is the first thing that we do when we come onto this plane or when we're born? We inhale. What is the last thing that we do when we leave? We exhale. My question to people is, what is more important than our breath? So with having said that, if you suffer from any of the following, to name just a few, I'm sorry, we get little beeps every once in a while, so if you're hearing that, please excuse them. The Buteyko method can provide significant relief and help reduce or even eliminate the need for things such as medication or drugs. Some of those issues could be asthma, cyanitis, snoring, allergies, hay fever, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, what is called COPD, bronchiectasis, hopefully I'm saying that right, chronic fatigue, diabetes type 2, hyperventilation, plus many, many more. And since we're mentioning those, I will give you Carol's website. That is www.correctbreathing.com. That's correctbreathing.com. And there is a professional organization site that is a major part of what she does, and that is www.buteykoeducators.org. And that is spelled BUTEYKOEDUCATORS.org. So again, it's buteykoeducators.org. And we wanted to share this very important message and topic, because, as you know, there are lots and lots and lots of people who are dealing with these issues. And knowledge is power. So to make wiser decisions about how one continues to live their lives after or while they are improving their immune systems and healing from respiratory issues such as asthma, et cetera, as we mentioned above. You know, and another important thing I like to say is that our children depend on us to make the wisest decisions for them. So please help them walk the more healthy, joyful path in their lives. And once again, the website for Carol is correctbreathing.com. Her phone number is 216-952-7048. That's 216-952-7048. There is an 888 number as well. I will give that to you. It's 888. You can put a 1 in front of that if necessary. 748-887. That's 888-748-887. And I'm going to open Carol's mic right now, and we are going to go ahead and introduce Carol. So here we go. Hopefully this works fine. Yes, Carol, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome here. Thank you. And the way that all this came together, as I mentioned briefly in the beginning, is there is a personal experience with my little grandson. And I just had this strong desire to connect with you and to share what was going on so that we could see if there was anything that we could begin to work with my grandson. So on that note, Carol, what I would love to do is to begin, if I may, by asking, did you yourself have any of these issues in your life?
Yes, I developed asthma in my 40s, and that's what brought me to the Buteyko breathing program, because I always tried to eat right and exercise and follow the healthy path, and I didn't like the medications, I felt the side effects, and I wanted a natural solution to the asthma.
And was that, you know, when you started to deal with this, you know, in your 40s, was it something that came natural for you to feel that there was another way other than, you know, putting a lot of drugs and medication or using inhalers?
Yes, my thinking was 5 years ago I didn't have this. So what's different about me now than
mm-hmm.
before? And I realized my breathing, it's labored and it's fast and it's hard. And so I thought there had to be a way to restore it, to fix it, to return it to the way it was before I started having all of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the medications weren't doing that. They were only treating the symptoms, not the source of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I always genetically had the potential for asthma. My grandmother died of asthma, but it didn't show up in my life until I was in my 40s when I had a lot of stress. And the stress is one of the things that really disrupts our regular breathing pattern. And mine got to the point where my breathing was so bad that asthma is actually considered a natural defense mechanism of the body trying to protect itself from your behavior, from the way that you are breathing.
There you go.
So
there you go. The body,
if you breathe
so
properly, then the body doesn't have to complain about it. It doesn't have to resort to these extreme measures to try to protect itself.
Right. So with that being said, if we're all breathing the same air and basically, you know, sharing this same air, you know, what does have it be different for one person versus another? And as far as, you know, I know we're talking about it's the way that one's breathing or not breathing, et cetera, but I'd love to just touch on that a little bit.
It's true. We all breathe the same air that has the pollution, the smoke, the dust, the pollen, everything in it. So why is one person bothered by those things and the other person isn't? And I would say that it is the way that they are breathing that is the main factor, because breathing is the foundation for everything else that happens in your body. It's the regulator. Everything is connected to that basis. So if that foundation is malfunctioning, then your nervous system doesn't work right, your immune system doesn't work right, your circulation doesn't work right, your digestion, on down the line. So if you have the proper breathing, first of all, your immune system would work well and it would recognize friend or foe and wouldn't be attacking things that aren't, you know, that are only things that are harmful to us, and not attacking things that are not a threat to the body. And
mm-hmm.
when the breathing is bad, we're usually inundating our body with a huge quantity of these bad things. And because most people that have breathing trouble, they think, oh, if I just make my lungs stronger, if I just try harder, it will get better. So they end up working at breathing, and so they end up breathing more and more, thinking that it's going to feel better or make it easier for them. Uh-huh. But in reality, the harder you breathe, the harder it is to breathe. And when you breathe too much, then you're putting all of these hazardous things into your body, the pollution and smoke and all of that. And so, of course, you're going to react to that. Breathing should be effortless. It should only use about 2% of our energy. It should be really quiet and efficient and not noticeable. You shouldn't be able to hear someone breathing or even really see their breathing. And when our breathing gets too big, then there's all kind of consequences to that. Just like food, if you eat too much, there's consequences. The same with breathing. Everything should be in the right proportion because it disrupts our blood gases in our body, and our whole body chemistry and metabolism is, again, being regulated by the breathing.
Mm-hmm. So when people, you know, are hearing this and they're thinking, okay, so what would be considered the right way to breathe?
Well, the right way to breathe would be with your nose only. And that means all the time, no matter what you're doing. We are considered to be obligatory nose breathers, and that's the way we should remain. The next thing would be diaphragmatic breathing. So not into the upper chest. And the other things are what I mentioned, that the breathing should be effortless and invisible. And that if those two things happen, then the quantity of air would probably be more appropriate.
So, Carol, when we're born, we breathe naturally from the belly. So as we go through life, I mean, that my understanding is that it would be wonderful for everyone to continue to be breathing from their belly the way we were when we were babies. Is that so?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of what happens, and you mentioned a number of things that cause us to become shallow breathers and using our, you know, upper chest area to breathe instead of our belly. And there are numerous things in life that people can do to help them get back to breathing from the belly, or, as you're saying, you know, breathe correctly. So, and I know, you know, I can mention a number of things from yoga, which is a wonderful thing. But what are some things that you would mention? And of course, you know, you're working with what's called, and I hope I was pronouncing it right, the Buteyko breathing methods. So what kinds of things can a person do to actually get back to breathing more properly?
Well, with the Buteyko method was developed by a Russian medical doctor. And he devoted his whole career to studying human respiration. And he created this means of restoring normal breathing in the body, your routine all the time breathing. And it takes daily practice. And I spend about 10 hours usually working with people. It's like 5 classes of 2 hours each. So there's a lot of information and a lot of skill that has to be developed in gradually adjusting the breathing And what it does is it actually resets the respiratory control center in our brain so that your breathing will go automatic again, but at the right level. But while mm-hmm. you're trying to change it, it does require a lot of top-of-the-mind awareness. A lot, you have to practice the proper breathing often enough and for long enough that your body actually adopts it and starts doing it the right way for you again automatically. So it's a gradual progression over time of adjusting things until it gets back to the right level. And so it's not really an easy answer. The most difficult thing that people have trouble with is just the one we start with first, which is nose breathing only.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting people to stop breathing with their mouth. And a lot of people think, oh, I don't breathe with my mouth, but within 5 minutes I can catch them 20 times mouth. And then they're like, oh, I guess I do. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of us that are really haven't paid attention to their breathing really closely. And because, yeah, sometimes they do have their mouth shut, they assume that they're always using their nose. But when you really start asking them questions and that the truth comes out, that they are breathing a lot with their mouth.
Now, I know that in the different things that we can cover and the order in which we could cover them, I sort of wanted to bring this one up to more of the top of the list, and that is, do you work with the younger children in the same way?
No. The children are taught a little bit differently than adults. They have different exercises and of course, they have different attention spans and that, but it does require the adult to be involved in the whole process, obviously, because children aren't going to be that self-disciplined. You know, if you're talking about someone who's 4, 5, 6 years old at that level, so there's supervision required, and so the adult, the parent, has to participate in the program also. And for other reasons, too, that the parent is the role model. The child is going to copy their behavior.
Oh, yeah.
So if the parent is mouth breathing a lot, it's going to be very difficult to get the child to not do it because they're exposed to that all the time. So it has to be more of a family project, which would benefit everyone to do that.
And when people find themselves thrown into, for lack of a better word, the way that the system is set up, and so people who have started to have breathing issues and they're trying to get things taken care of, and of course one of the first things that is presented to them, you know, are drugs. And medications, things like this. Now, I would like to say at this point in the show that all of our information is purely for educational purposes, and we would never tell anyone not to do what they are doing or what they've been told to do. This information is definitely from an educational standpoint for you to have and make wiser decisions. So, with the things that we're talking about today with Carol Baglia in regards to helping ourselves through breathing issues, whether it's asthma, you know, any type of respiratory, you know, from snoring. In fact, I just had created a connection with Carol and some people who he's been having tremendous snoring issues. And again, this is all related to breathing problems or improper breathing. And so, Carol, on that note, in regards to, you know, drugs, et cetera, have you found or have people found that a lot of times that is just masking the symptoms?
Yes, it's absolutely masking the symptoms. And then I find later that they think they're controlling their asthma, but then they develop further complications because of the side effects and that of the medication.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one word that you didn't pronounce properly, though, was bronchiectasis. And that's where people get a lot of infections in their lungs and their airways. They have all these like pockets in them where the mucus pools and collects, and then that's where the infections end up developing, and that, and that's when you're taking a lot of medications that are constantly affecting your airways over time. That's something that could result from using them, because it makes your airways kind of floppy.
Uh-huh.
With being on those medications where they're stenting your airways really wide open, and then your body's going to try to do the opposite and constrict them to protect itself, and then it's just all this overstretching and movement there that is what can lead to further difficulties down the road. And then there's a lot of people that are taking all the medications and are still very symptomatic. And then what do they do? You know, they're already using every means that traditional medicine has, and they're still having difficulties. And
right.
This buteyko can definitely help them, because it's the medications don't address the behavior. They're only addressing what's happening in the body, and buteyko is trying to avoid your body ever having to take those measures of constriction and excess mucus and the swelling and inflammation and that. If you treat your body the right way, then those conditions won't occur, so then you won't need the medication. So it's just breaking out of that cycle that people get into.
Well, I know that when people ask questions about this topic, which there have been numerous questions the past couple weeks, and it has been interesting because it's been more than usual, so I'm not sure what's going on out there, except that more people are being brought to the opportunity to really look at what they can do to heal through some of these things. And also at this moment, listeners, I'd like to mention again that we are talking with Carol Baglia, registered respiratory therapist and registered buteyko breathing educator and trainer. And you can go to Carol's website at correctbreathing.com. That's correctbreathing.com. And there is the professional organization that is also www.buteykoeducators.org. That's buteykoeducators.org. So, Carol, this show goes by very, very quickly, these 30 minutes, and we're actually coming toward the end of it. But this show is going to be, it is recorded, and it will be archived from here on in, of which we will be giving you the link so that you can share it whatever way you would like. But in closing, what would you like to say to the listeners?
That there is a natural solution to breathing difficulties. And it does take work, time and effort. No one else can fix their breathing but themselves. But me personally, I found it very worth the effort, and I think that they would also, in not being dependent on medications or machines for the rest of their life, to be able to breathe easier.
Absolutely, and I know that there will be people who will take the time to get in touch with you, and Again, the best phone number for you would be, why don't you go ahead and give it?
Well, the best number is 216-952-7048. And the toll-free number is 888-748-8874.
And Carol, you and I will be talking very shortly again, and I want to say thanks for taking this time out of your schedule so that we can continue to really educate people, and I'm excited about it, and I want to thank you personally again for the help that you're giving to my grandson and my daughter. So we'll talk to you very soon.
My pleasure.
You're welcome, honey. All right, we'll talk to you very soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And again, please get in touch with Carol, and you can call us at 216-533-2273. Sending lots of love, and we'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.